Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and happy February. To start off your February, I've got a love quote here, and actually it's what I'm going to do throughout the whole month of February. So every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 Eastern Time, I'm going to do this little live show, Enjoy with Dawn Grant, your inspiration for the day and hopefully for your life. And with the topic of love, being that it is February, and who couldn't learn more about love? I think that all of us could learn to understand it a little bit more, because it kind of is believed by a lot of people that it's just there, that you don't have to understand it. You don't have to know what it is. It's just something that either exists or doesn't exist, which in some ways is probably true. And love is something that is within us, and it's there all the time. But if you don't know how to recognize it, if you don't know how to set it free or express it, then it doesn't really matter if it's there or not. You got to take the lid off of it. And obviously, through fears from past situations, through worries about what may happen in the future, a lot of negative emotions can actually hold us back from expressing love and letting the lid off of it. I like to think of like a mason jar. You think of canned peaches or something like that. Yeah, you have to take the air out of it, and that lid is on so tight, it's just sealed. And I feel like that's sometimes what happens when we put the lid on things in our lives, and putting the lid and keeping the lid tight on something like love is so sad, when it can bring about so many wonderful things in your life. So the quote today is, "What is love? As far as I can tell, it is passion, admiration, and respect. If you have two, you have enough. If you have all three, you don't have to die to go to heaven." And that was written or said by William Wharton. And I just love it, and that's why I chose it for the very first quote of our month of February, because I have spent many years trying to figure out what love is. And as I've mentioned in other of my shows, it was something I kind of took on as I wanted to learn more about it. Heard people talk about being in love and loving, and thought, well, I don't know if I can actually say that and know that I'm meaning it when I say it. And how does a person know? So I like that William Wharton has taken a chance and went ahead and tried to define what love is. So let's look at the word passion first. Passion is an interesting word. Speaking to somebody I care about last night, he was telling me that passion is not a good thing. And in some cases, in some situations, you know, somebody can be passionate about something, and it can end up being a negative situation in their lives, or it can be over the edge. It can be an excessive amount of feeling that ends up getting them in trouble then, if they're passionate in something that's not healthy or not good. So that would be one way to look at it. So when we look at the word passion, we do recognize it as being a strong feeling or a strong emotion. It's a strong liking, and it's a strong desire for something or someone. Hopefully that would be in a healthy manner. So let's just look at it as if it is in a healthy manner for this conversation today. So passion would be another word for love. It's a strong feeling, strong emotion, strong liking, or strong desire. If you're passionate as a person, as a way of describing yourself, you're showing or affected strongly by feelings on a certain area. So since we're talking about love, we're talking about relationships for February, let's look at love in a healthy relationship, and let's look at passion in a healthy relationship. So to allow yourself to have strong feelings, strong emotions, strong liking, and strong desire for another person. Again, that may be difficult for some people. Myself and my friends, and I've got people in my life that I've spoken to about this, sometimes when we allow ourselves to become passionate about something, it's almost like riding a roller coaster. If you get too involved in that high and all the goodness about it and all the, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and this is going to be fabulous, and there can be a huge letdown from that if it doesn't turn out the way that you think you thought it was going to go. And so it does come with risk, and it reminds me of another quote that I had posted on my refrigerator for many years. Great success and great love involve great risk. It does take risk to let your guard down and to allow yourself to be passionate, because you could end up looking like a fool. And we've done this in success or in our careers and in the areas of our lives, but you know, you have to let your guard down in order to allow passionate feelings to flow through. So admiration would be what William Morton says is another part of love. So admiration is great and delighted approval. So thinking about that in reference to a relationship, have you ever had that opportunity when you're around somebody to have that great and delighted approval? And I would imagine that delighted approval, which I love that those words are even put together, delighted approval. Well, when you approve of someone, you're approving of the choices that they make. What I would get from that is it's saying that you're basically on the same page in a lot of areas in your life. You think the same, or you're very similar in your morals, your values, your desires in life, what interests you. So obviously you're going to have lots of approval when you meet somebody who thinks a lot like you, when they have similar beliefs, have similar things that they enjoy doing in their time, similar ideas of vacations, of what to do. When you know, if you're hanging out together, if you're going out together, it's having commonality, common ground. It's having a lot in common, because that's where the approval comes from. And obviously, you can be delighted with that approval when there are things that are important to you that you're seeing eye to eye on. You can be delighted about it when you see things that are important to you reflected in another person, and you can look at that person and think, wow, I just love this about that person. I love that she thinks the same way in this area of her life, that she treats children in a certain way, or that she volunteers her time, or that she finds it important to budget her money, or whatever it is. There's certain things that are about you that you're going to be delighted and to see in another, because obviously you will approve of those in another. So that's what admiration is. And then let's look at respect. A lot of us know what respect is, and as we've probably heard in life, you can't demand it. You've got to earn it, right? You can claim to be respectful, and you can demand that others respect you. But it's really your actions that create that. So looking at respect, it's holding somebody in a high or special regard. It's an expression of regard or courtesy to another person. So you obviously just aren't going to express courtesy to just, well, you could express it to just anybody, but you know that certain people earn that more than others by their actions and how they treat you and how they treat the others in the world. To consider somebody worthy of high regard. So considering somebody worthy of high regard means that you've paid attention to the person that they are in life. You've paid attention to how others treat them. You've paid attention to how they treat others. You've seen how they've reacted to situations. You might see what they do for a living, or you might see what they do with their free time. There's what you consider important to you and what you believe to be respectful behavior is going to be unique to you. And so finding that in another person can obviously bring about a lot of respect for that person. So if you have passion in a good way, strong feelings and emotions, strong liking and desire, you throw in there great and delighted approval for what they do, how they act, the choices that they make that you approve of, that's admiration. And then you have a respect for them that you consider, you consider them worthy of high regard. They're respectable because they deserve respect, that they're decent or correct in conduct, that they're proper. And again, that's going to be defined by you and what your preferences are. So if you have a combination of these three things, William Wharton would say that you don't have to die to go to heaven because it feels absolutely amazingly wonderful, and that's what he would define as love. And I would have to agree with him. What a great combination to have passion and admiration and respect. He points out that if you have two of them, that might be enough, but it's nowhere near as great as it could be. You could have passion. You could have passion and just respect. Just those two could probably be enough for a lot of people. You could have admiration and respect. So what if you were in a relationship with somebody where you had admiration and you greatly and were delighted and approved of so much that they did, and they also respected them for the person that they are, but there is no passion? Would that be enough for you? It might be enough for some people, but think about how much more phenomenal it would be if you threw in that passion. I would like to think that if you had admiration and respect, delighted approval and strong feelings, that would lead to passion. That's what I would like to think. How could you not have admiration and respect? And how could that not lead to passion? I don't know if I would believe that that wouldn't lead to passion. I would think that would be ultimately what would come from having strong, delighted approval and respect for another person. But if you just had passion and respect without the admiration, I guess that would be enough. But maybe not. So why don't you look at some of these things? As you start into your month of February, start on your journey for the rest of your life, as you decide to let the lid off the jar that holds your love inside of it, you can be loving towards all things in life, on all people in life, but hold out that extra wonderful love, that in love for that person that you feel passion for, that you admire, and that you respect. Because as Walt said, you wouldn't have to die then go to heaven. Life would be an absolutely phenomenal experience every single day. So thanks for tuning in today. Visit my website, dawngrant.com. I offer private sessions over the phone, through Skype, and in the office. And tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9:30 Eastern Time. For the month of February, we're going to be doing all sorts of love quotes. And I hope that you have a fabulous day, that you set your love free, and that you're able to experience that really wonderful in-love feeling with somebody that you're passionate for, that you admire, and that you respect. Have a great day.